Okay. Dhamma Bandhu, Ani Bagi Nino, Jai Veen. So we're coming to the end of a very long journey. It was 10 days ago that this journey started. And I must say I'm very pleased indeed at what we've achieved during these days. I never plan out what I'm going to say completely. I'd got an idea of the whole theme. And I know what subject I'm going to take up each night. But I just wait for the day to decide what I'm going to say. Because for me, these talks are a sort of dialogue between myself and you. I do most of the talking, I know. In fact, I do all the talking. But you play a part. For me, you play a big part. So what I say each day is inspired by you. So on the first day, I don't really know what the series is going to be like. But now on this last day, I must say I'm very pleased indeed. I think we've worked very well together. You've drawn the best out of me. You've given me great inspiration. And I feel great confidence in the future of the Dhamma here in Mumbai. And I feel we've done some very, very important work indeed. As the days have gone by, I think we've become clearer and clearer about what it is that has to be done. We know that we're trying to follow in Baba Sahib's footsteps. We know how much inspiration we have for that very great man. Baba Sahib truly is the kind of man who only appears once in 1,000 years. So we know we want to follow in his footsteps. We want to follow him wherever he's going. Most leaders you have some doubts about. You think, well, yes, they want to lead us there, but what do they want for themselves? But we know that Baba Sahib devoted himself entirely to others. And we know that we can have confidence in him. So we set out in his footsteps. And we've set out where it is that he is going. He's going to a transformed India. Not just a transformed India, but a transformed world. A world of a new society. A society based on liberty, equality and fraternity. And yes, we've followed Baba Sahib a long way. I think there's something we've learned especially over these days. We've realized the vastness of Baba Sahib's vision. We've seen that Baba Saheb was a man who dared to have a big vision. And it's quite extraordinary that he had that vision. At the time that he was born, people like him were not allowed to dream. If he'd said to people what he dreamed, they'd have laughed at him or beaten him. But Baba Saheb had this vast vision of an equal and free society. He dared to dream. And so much of what he dreamed has started to come into being. So the main thing I want to say to you tonight is, do you dare dream? Do you dare have a vast dream like Baba Saheb? If you dare to dream, what you dream of will come about. This is an important principle of Dhamma. This is the principle of karma. What we want, what we think of, what we dwell on, comes into being. Whatever we want, whatever we long for, we will get. The problem is, we don't always get it in the form that we think we want it in. Often we get what we wish, but when we get it, it's not what we want. There's a famous fairy story. Again, I told you one last night, I'll tell you one tonight. Once upon a time, there was an old and poor couple living in the woods. And this was in Germany. And one day the man, when he was out in the woods, he came across a fairy caught in the bushes. So he helped that fairy to get free. Now the tradition is that if you help a fairy, the fairy gives you 3 wishes. So the fairy said, when you get home, you have 3 wishes. Anything you wish for will come true. So when the old man got back, he saw his wife and he explained to her what had happened. And so the old woman said, well, what should we wish for? So the husband said, well, I'm feeling hungry. I wish I had a great big sausage. A sausage is a long piece of meat, really. So as soon as he said that, there was a sausage in front of him. So the old woman said, you fool, you've just wasted a wish. I wish that sausage was on the end of your nose. I wish that sausage was on the end of your nose.
Hmm.
I wish that sausage was on the end of your nose. And instantly the sausage was on the end of his nose. They'd only got one wish left. What can they do with that wish? That the sausage left the end of his nose. So that was their wish, is gone. So we get what we want, but we don't think carefully about what to get. We want happiness, but we actually make ourselves suffer. We'll think we'll get happiness if we have lots and lots of material goods and so on. But you see that in England, you see that in America, people have so much. But they're not happy. But they've spent all their lives trying to get all those goods. So we wish for things, we want things, but when we get them, they're not what we really want. But under the law of karma, whatever we wish for, whatever we work for, we will get.
परंतु कर्मनियमानुसार ज्याची आपण इच्छा करतो ज्यासाठी आपण कार्य करतो ते सत्य शेवटी आपल्याला मिळत असतं.
But it'll come to us in a form that's mixed with our own ignorance and unskillfulness.
परंतु ते अशा स्वरूपात आपल्याला येतं ज्याच्यामध्ये आपलं अज्ञान असतं, आपलं अकुशल असतं.
So this is a very, very important principle.
तर हे अतिशय महत्त्वाचं असं तत्व आहे.
All the time we're making the future.
प्रत्येक वेळेस आपण आपलं भविष्य घडवत असतो.
Well, I'll just give you an example. A year or so ago, Bodhi Sen said, "Please, Subhuti, come to Bombay for the Dhamma Jagriti Abhiyan." And Anumadasi pleaded with me to come. So they dreamed of a Dhamma Jagriti Abhiyan here in Mumbai. Well, when Anumadasi and Bodhi Sen asked, I can't refuse. They're so charming and so persistent, I can't refuse. So here we are. Here is our Dhamma Jagriti Abhiyan. It came out of their desire, out of their wish. They formed the future. This whole situation has come out of the wishes of so many people. What we experience now comes out of our dreams of the past. You can probably think of so many examples. The human mind creates its own future. Now fortunately, Bodhi Sen and Anumadasi, their hearts were pure. So what has come into being has been so wonderful. But say they wanted personal glory. Say they wanted to make a lot of money. Well, perhaps they'd have got that, but they'd have got other things as well. Maybe there would be gundas here waiting to catch us. And maybe some people would be trying to use this for bad effect. So we have the capacity to create the future. The future is our dreams come true. This is very important to understand and realize. The future emerges from our wishes in the present. And our desires, our wishes are very, very powerful. They can form, they can shape material things. They can shape circumstances and situations. So it's very important indeed that we're clear about what we want. It's very important indeed that we're not only clear about what we want, but that we're pure of heart in what we want. It's all right to want things for yourself. But you can do that in an innocent way without wishing any harm to anybody else or causing any harm to anybody else. But unless you dream of things for other people, what you get for yourself will be poisoned. This is one of the most important things we could know about life. There's a law underlying experience. What we experience now is shaped by what we've done in the past. Of course, it's not only our wishes that shape the present. But our own wishes have a big effect on the present. And if our dream, if our wishes are clear and strong, we can overcome everything. So it's very, very important that we use this power of the mind to good. This is why Baba Sahib chose the Buddha Dhamma. I've stressed this again and again and again. The Buddha Dhamma puts the future in our hands. It says that through the law of karma, we can create a good future for ourselves and for others. If we wish for the future with greed and hatred and ignorance, it'll come back to haunt us. We'll get what we want, but in a tainted, in a poisoned way. We'll be frustrated, we'll be disappointed, we'll be pained. But if we wish on the basis of love, of generosity, and of understanding, we'll get everything we want. So I think it's very important indeed that we all recognize the power that we have. And especially young people, you have all the future before you. And the future is going to be made by you. So make sure your dreams are big enough and pure enough. Don't aim low, aim high. Don't aim for the darkness, aim for the light. And you can make so much happen in this world. So I've been offering you the fourfold action plan. And that's a way of helping you to structure your dream of the future.
आणि भविष्याची जी काही रचना आहे ज्याचं तुम्ही स्वप्न पाहता तर हे स्वप्न पूर्ण करण्यासाठी ते आपल्याला मदत करणार आहे.
I hope that each of you has begun to have some shape, some form to your dreams.
तर तुमचं जे काही स्वप्न आहे तर त्याचा काहीतरी आकार काहीतरी तुम्ही ठरवला आहे.
I'd like to hear what the dreams were of every one of you. I'd like to hear what each and every one of you has decided you're going to achieve, going to do during this from this period on. But the time isn't here for that now. I'll see what your dreams are as they come true.
आणि मी पाहिन की तुमचे काय स्वप्न आहेत आणि ते स्वप्न कशा प्रकारे सत्य होतात.
But I hope that in thinking about these four action areas, your own dreams are taking shape.
आणि हे जे काही आपण चार प्रकारे कृती करणार आहोत जर आपण असं केलं तर आपले जे काही स्वप्न आहेत ते आकार घ्यायला लागतील.
I hope you've got a dream of changing yourself, of transforming yourself.
मला अशी आशा आहे की तुमचं एक स्वतःचा एक स्वप्न आहे की स्वतःमध्ये बदल घडवून आणणं, स्वतःमध्ये परिवर्तन करणं.
I hope you've got a dream of sangha, of forming sangha.
तुमचं असं एक स्वप्न आहे की जिथे तुम्ही एक प्रकारे एक संघ निर्मित करू इच्छिता.
I hope you've got a dream of sharing dhamma.
मला अशी आशा आहे की तुमचं असं स्वप्न आहे की इतरांसमवेत धम्म वाटून घ्यायचं.
I hope you've got a dream of relieving suffering wherever you can find it.
मला अशी आशा आहे की जे काही दुःखात आहे त्या लोकांचं दुःख दूर करण्याचं तुमचं स्वप्न आहे.
Now it's important that you have all four of those elements.
तर हे अतिशय महत्वाचं आहे की चारही अंग त्याच्यामध्ये असले पाहिजे.
You can dream of changing yourself, but without sangha, very difficult to do.
आता तुमचं एक स्वप्न असू शकतं स्वतःमध्ये परिवर्तन आणायचं, परंतु संघाशिवाय ते करणं अतिशय कठीण.
You can dream of sangha, but without changing the world, it's empty, it's meaningless.
आता समजा तुमचा संघ असू शकतो परंतु जगामध्ये परिवर्तन न करता जर तुम्ही करत असाल तर मग त्याच्यामध्ये काही अर्थ नाही, ते म्हणजे रिकाम असतं.
You can dream of spreading dhamma, but without helping others who are suffering, well, you're not really living the dhamma.
आता तुम्ही विचार करू शकता की धर्माचा प्रचार आणि प्रसार करायचा, परंतु जे दुःखात आहेत त्यांना मदत न करता जर तुम्ही करत असाल तर हे शक्य नाही.
You can dream of helping suffering, but if you're not changing yourself, you can't really help.
आता जे लोक दुःखात आहेत त्यांना मदत करावीशी वाटते, परंतु मी स्वतःमध्ये परिवर्तन आणत नाही तर याच्यामुळे मदत होणार नाही.
So all four are necessary.
तर चारही बाबी महत्त्वाच्या आहेत.
You need to change yourself.
तर तुम्हाला स्वतःला बदलण्याची गरज आहे.
You need to become the best leader.
तर तुम्ही स्वतः चांगले असे नेते झाले पाहिजे.
You need to be an example to everybody else.
सर्वांसाठी तुम्ही स्वतः चांगले उदाहरण ठरले पाहिजे.
Why should people follow you if you are breaking precepts and are not a good person?
आता लोकांनी म्हणजे तुमच्या मागे काय यावं जर तुम्ही स्वतः शिलाचा भंग करत असाल, तुम्ही स्वतः चांगले व्यक्ती नसाल.
Nobody's going to want to be like you if you're not worthy.
आता कोणी पण समजा तुमच्याकडे पाहणार नाही, तुमचा आदर करणार नाही, तर तुम्ही त्याचे योग्य नसणार.
And all your work is going to be poisoned by your own unskillfulness.
आणि तुमची जी काही अकुशलता आहे त्याच्यामुळे तुमचे जे काही कार्य आहे ते कार्य सुद्धा विषाक्त होईल.
So I hope you have a dream of changing yourself.
तर मला अशी आशा आहे की स्वतःमध्ये परिवर्तन आणण्याचं तुम्ही स्वप्न पाहता.
Without sangha, it's very difficult to do anything.
संघाशिवाय काही करणं अतिशय कठीण आहे.
You think you need to be a man like Baba Saheb to do it on your own.
आता तुम्ही विचार करू शकता की तुम्हाला बाबा साहेबांसारखं व्हायचंय, एकटेच काहीतरी करू शकता.
It was very, very difficult for him.
बाबा साहेबांसाठी हे अतिशय कठीण होतं.
He didn't really have any equals.
त्यांच्यासारखे लोक तेव्हा नव्हते.
There was nobody he could rely on.
कोणी असं नव्हतं ज्यांच्यावर बाबासाहेब अवलंबून राहू शकत.
He had to create it all from within himself.
तर त्यांना स्वतः ते सगळं निर्माण करावं लागलं.
But a man like that is born once in a thousand years.
परंतु अशा सारखे व्यक्ती जे आहेत हजार वर्षात एकदाच होतात.
We ordinary people, we need the help of our friends.
परंतु आपण जे सर्वसामान्य लोक आहोत त्यांना मात्र त्यांच्या मित्रांच्या मदतीची गरज असते.
And with our friends we can create a real example to the world.
आणि मग आपल्या मित्रांद्वारे अशा प्रकारे आपण एक चांगलं उदाहरण लोकांपुढे ठेवू शकतो.
So we need that dimension.
तर आपल्याला अशा पद्धतीने सुद्धा कार्य करणं आवश्यक आहे.
And then we need to spread dhamma.
मग आपल्याला धर्म प्रचाराची गरज आहे.
Baba Saheb converted to the dhamma because without a change of mind there was no change of society.
बाबासाहेबांनी धम्म परिवर्तन केलं कारण त्यांना माहित होत जोपर्यंत मनामध्ये परिवर्तन येत नाही तोपर्यंत समाजामध्ये परिवर्तन येऊ शकत.
Without a reform of the mind, no reform of the world.
जोपर्यंत मनामध्ये परिवर्तन येत नाही तोपर्यंत जगामध्ये परिवर्तन येऊ शकत.
Or only a very limited reform of the world.
नाहीतर मग जगामध्ये अतिशय मर्यादित अशा प्रकारचं परिवर्तन येईल.
So we need to spread Dhamma. And I hope you've each got a dream of that. But then we need to be helping others. You can't give the Dhamma to a starving man. You must fill his belly with food before you give his heart and mind food for Dhamma, food of Dhamma.
But
you can't be doing Maitri Bhavanar every day and ignoring the beggar at your doorstep. So I hope you've got a dream of what you can do to help those who are suffering. So I hope you've got a dream that incorporates all these four areas. Without all four, your dream will not be complete. Without all four, something will go wrong.
आणि समजा आहे चारही बाबी जर एकत्र नसतील तर काहीतरी चुकीचं घडेल.
And the best you'll just feel frustrated and disappointed.
आणि मग तुम्हाला अतिशय म्हणजे निराशा होईल, तुम्ही अतिशय खचिन व्हाल.
And at worst, actually you'll do harm to the world.
आणि त्यातल्या त्यात म्हणजे अत्यंत वाईट म्हणजे तुम्ही इतरांना इजा पोहोचवाल.
So many people set out to do good in the world and end up doing harm.
आता अनेक लोक काहीतरी जगामध्ये चांगलं करण्यासाठी निघतात आणि शेवटी मात्र जगाला ते एक प्रकारची इजाच पोहोचवतात.
You see that with many politicians.
आता विशेषतः जे राजकीय नेते आहेत त्यांच्यासोबत आपण पाहू शकतो.
Well, I think of that with our own Prime Minister in England.
आता आम्ही पाहू शकतो की आमचे स्वतःचे जे प्रधानमंत्री इंग्लंडमध्ये आहेत त्याच्याबद्दल बोलतात.
I think he's essentially a very good and well-meaning man.
आता खरं म्हणजे तो अतिशय चांगला आणि चांगला हेतू असलेला माणूस आहे.
But he's launched a terrible war.
परंतु आता त्यांनी एक अतिशय भयंकरचं युद्ध सुरू केलेलं आहे.
He's made the war with the world more dangerous than it was before.
आणि जसं म्हणजे जग आधी होतं त्याच्यापेक्षा त्यांनी त्याला अतिशय भयंकर बनवलेला.
He's a good man. But goodness is not enough. We need to have prajna, we need to have wisdom. We need to have a comprehensive vision. So, I hope that all of you are forming a dream that has these four elements to it. So I'm going to spend the rest of this talk just reminding you of the ground we've covered. And what I'd like you to do is, while I'm talking, think about your dream.
आणि मला असं वाटतं की जेव्हा मी तुमच्याशी बोलतो आहे तेव्हा तुम्ही तुमच्या स्वप्नाचा विचार करा.
इफ वी कॅन ऑल कम आउट ऑफ दिस टुडे विथ अ क्लियर ड्रीम ऑफ द फ्युचर, इंडिया इज गोइंग टू चेंज.
आणि जर समजा आज आपण अशा प्रकारे सुस्पष्ट अशी आपल्याला समजा एखादी कल्पना होईल, एक स्वप्न आपलं असेल, तर निश्चित आज भारतामध्ये मोठं परिवर्तन येईल.
यू सीन व्हॉट्स बीन हॅपनिंग इन द न्यूज रिसेंटली.
आता तुम्हाला माहिती आहे की अलीकडे म्हणजे कसल्या बातम्या आहेत.
You've seen the way that earthquake has just caused so much destruction.
आता तुम्ही पाहिलेलं आहे की त्या भूकंपामुळे खूप काही मोठा विध्वंस झालेला आहे.
Well, we can send a positive earthquake from here.
आपण इथं मात्र एक विधायक अशा प्रकारचा भूकंप पाहणार
आहोत. Few people are affected.
तर काही लोक त्याचा परिणाम झाला.
Then more and more people are affected. And slowly the whole of India is affected.
आणि हळूहळू संपूर्ण भारतावर त्याचा परिणाम होईल.
And if India is affected, the world will be affected.
आणि जर भारतावर त्याचा परिणाम झाला तर पूर्ण जगावरचा परिणाम होईल.
There's something like what is it? It's 1/6, 1/7 of the world's population here in India.
तर जगातला म्हणजे जो सातवी म्हणजे लोकसंख्येचा भाग आहे तो भारतामध्ये आहे.
So if all Indians are affected by the Dhamma, that'll affect the whole world.
जर समजा भारतीय लोकांवर धर्माचा प्रभाव झाला तर त्याचा प्रभाव संपूर्ण जगावर होईल.
So we can send out the Dhamma from this situation.
तर या परिस्थितीमधून अशा प्रकारे आपण धम्म बाहेर पाठवू शकतो.
So as I go through each of the elements of the action plan, think about your dream. Decide what you want to do, to achieve. And realize that when you're having that dream, it's going to come true.
आणि मग हे लक्षात असू द्या की अशा प्रकारचं जर आपलं स्वप्न असेल तर ते स्वप्न मग सत्य होईल.
If you wish it strongly enough, you'll start to act upon it.
आणि जर समजा अतिशय म्हणजे सशक्तपणे जर अशा प्रकारे तुम्ही निर्णय घेतला असेल, स्वप्न पाहिलं असेल, तर त्या दिशेने मग तुम्ही कृती करायला लागला.
And you'll overcome all kinds of obstacles.
आणि मग जे काही अडथळे निर्माण होतील ते त्या सर्व अडथळ्यांवर तुम्ही मात करा.
So let's start at the beginning. Start with the one Indian that you can change. The one Indian you've got some control over. This one. Let's start with this one. Each of you has some control over yourself. And the whole change of India begins with you.
आणि संपूर्ण भारताचं जे काही परिवर्तन आहे ते तुमच्यापासून सुरुवात होणार.
There's a Buddhist saying that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
आता बोधांची अशी एक म्हण आहे, हजार मैल जर आपल्याला जायचं असेल त्याची सुरुवात मात्र एकच पाऊल आपल्याला उचलावं लागतं.
So that first step is changing you.
तर पहिला पाऊल उचलणं म्हणजे स्वतःमध्ये बदल घडवून आणणं.
That means practicing the Dhamma. It means putting the Dhamma into effect. So, well, we know how that's done. It's Shila, Samadhi, Prajna. So, first of all, we need to practice Shila. And what does that mean? It means making sure that our actions benefit ourselves and other beings. It means making sure that our actions contribute to life, our own and other people's lives. The precepts are the manifestation of Maitri.
तर जे काही आपली मैत्री आहे त्या मैत्रीचा तो एक प्रकारे प्रगट रूप होय.
अ मैत्री इज दिस ॲटिट्यूड ऑफ ट्राइंग टू बेनिफिट अदर बीइंग्स.
तर मैत्री म्हणजे अशा प्रकारचा आपला दृष्टिकोन असतो की जे काही सजीव आहेत त्यांना मदत करणं, त्यांचं कल्याण करणं.
सो वी डेव्हलप शीला बाय ट्राइंग टू लुक ॲट आवर लाइव्हज अगेन्स्ट द प्रीसेप्ट्स.
मग शीलांचा आपण कशा प्रकारे विकास करतो तर शीलांच्या माध्यमातून आपण स्वतःच्या जीवनाकडे पाहतो.
We think of the precepts and we think of our own lives and actions. And we try to see whether our own actions could be improved in the direction of the precepts. So how are you going to practice Shila?
मग आता तुम्ही कशा प्रकारे शीलांचा आचरण करणार आहात?
यू हॅव टू थिंक ऑफ हाऊ यू गोइंग टू प्रॅक्टिस.
आता तुम्हाला विचार करावा लागणार आहे की तुम्ही कशा प्रकारे याचा आचरण करा.
यू हॅव टू हॅव अ प्लॅन.
तुम्हाला याच्यासाठी नियोजन असलं पाहिजे.
येस, यू हॅव अ ड्रीम ऑफ बीइंग अ कम्प्लीटली स्किलफुल पर्सन.
आता तुमचं एक स्वप्न आहे की पूर्णपणे कुशल अशा प्रकारचा एक व्यक्ती घडणार.
बट हाऊ आर यू गोइंग टू डू इट?
परंतु हे तुम्ही कसं करणार आहात?
यू हॅव टू थिंक दिस आउट.
तुम्हाला स्वतः याचा विचार करावा लागणार.
आय डोंट नो युअर लाईफ, यू गॉट टू थिंक इट आउट फॉर युअरसेल्फ.
आता तुमचं जीवन मला माहिती नाही, तुम्हाला स्वतः विचार करावा लागणार.
यू विल हॅव टू थिंक हाऊ यू आर गोइंग टू ऍक्च्युअली प्रॅक्टिस द प्रीसेप्ट्स.
तुम्हाला विचार करावा लागणार आहे की तुम्ही कशा प्रकारे शीलांचं आचरण करणार आहात.
नॉट जस्ट सेइंग देम लाईक द पॅरट.
आता पोपटासारखं केवळ बोलायचं नाही.
यू रिमेंबर द पॅरट कॅन से द प्रीसेप्ट्स परफेक्टली बट इट हॅज नो आयडिया व्हॉट दे मीन.
आता आपल्याला माहिती आहे की पोपट सुद्धा शील म्हणू शकतो, परंतु त्याचा काय अर्थ आहे हे मात्र त्याला माहिती नसतं.
सो वी डोंट वॉन्ट पॅरट शील. There's too much parrot Buddhism. We need to think what has to be done in order to practice Shila. So you need a dream, but you also need a way of manifesting that dream.
आता तुमच्याकडे स्वप्न असलं पाहिजे परंतु ते स्वप्न पूर्ण करण्यासाठी तुम्हाला मार्ग पण माहिती पाहिजे.
So do you all know what you're going to do?
तर सर्वांना माहिती आहे का तुम्ही काय करणार आहात?
हो. Very good, very good. So then meditation, samadhi. If you're going to change your mind deeply, you need to work directly on your mind. We've seen we've got so much potential in the human mind. We just use maybe, I don't know, 0.1% of our potential. We've got so much potential we never use. We're like a 2000cc car, which we're just pushing along. We don't use its potential. We don't switch on the engine. We don't put our foot on the accelerator. We just push along very, very slowly. And sometimes we stop. Sometimes we go backwards. But we don't use the potential of our minds. We don't even know we've got that potential in our minds. So meditation is a way of releasing the potential of the mind. A potential for awareness, for mindfulness. And then a potential for connection with other people. A potential for the realization of the truth. So if you really want to fulfill your dream, you need to be meditating.
जर खरं तुम्हाला तुमचं स्वप्न पूर्ण करायचं असेल तर मग तुम्ही ध्यान केलं पाहिजे.
If you want to meditate, you've got to have a plan.
आणि जर तुम्हाला ध्यान करायचं असेल तर मग तुमचं तशा प्रकारचं नियोजन पाहिजे.
You've got to have an idea of how you're going to make meditation part of your life.
आणि मग तुम्हाला ही कल्पना असली पाहिजे की तुमच्या जीवनाचं ध्यान कशा प्रकारे अंग ठरू शकेल.
So do you know how you're going to make meditation a part of your life?
तर मग हे तुम्हाला माहिती आहे का की कशा प्रकारे तुम्ही तुमच्या जीवनाचं ध्यान एक अंग करणार आहात? सांगा.
No or ho? No and ho sound very like. Ho. Good, good. So you need to think about this and make a plan, make an action plan. Really, you need to be meditating every day. If you're meditating every day, you'll make progress. If you can meditate once a week, well, you'll make some progress, but it'll be slower. Especially important is to go on retreat. It's very difficult to keep up a daily practice of meditation if you don't occasionally go much deeper in Shabir. So then, third step, prajna. What we're aiming at is insight. We want to become Buddhas. We want to have prajna. Because when we've got prajna, we understand things truly and fully.
जेव्हा आपल्याकडे प्रज्ञा असते तेव्हा ज्या काही वस्तू आहेत त्या पूर्णपणे आणि त्याचं सत्य स्वरूप आपण पाहू शकतो.
Then our minds are only good.
आणि आपलं मन केवळ चांगलंच असतं.
Every thought is compassion.
प्रत्येक विचार हा करुणेचा असतो.
We can't do harm, we can't do evil.
आपण काही दुष्टपणाचं करू शकत नाही, कोणालाही आपण इजा पोहोचवू शकत नाही.
When we have prajna, as Baba Sahib says, we think of good and only of good. So how are you going to develop prajna? Of course, by Shila and Samadhi. They're the steps on which prajna arises. But we saw that we need to be studying the Dhamma every day. We need to be thinking about the Dhamma every day. We need to be meditating on the Dhamma. So have you got a plan? Have you got a way of bringing this into your life? Ho or no? Ho. Good, good. Well, we're getting somewhere already. We're already making quite a big step. We've had ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, I
have. It sounds like Father Christmas. So, if we have three ho's, then we will change the world. Yes, it doesn't have to be a lot that you're doing. It doesn't have to be a big thing that you're doing. If you just take small steps, well, you'll get there in the end. I'll tell you another story. I'm in the mood for stories. Once upon a time, there was a very, very fast runner. His name was Achilles. He was a famous warrior at the time of the Buddha, but in Greece. At the time of in Greece. And one day, a tortoise challenged him to a race. A tortoise, you know, with a shell. So Achilles said, "That's no race." So he said, "Well, look, I'll give the tortoise a handicap." The tortoise can start halfway on the course. And so the race began. Achilles ran and ran and ran. And the tortoise went. And Achilles going. So Achilles quickly overtook the tortoise. And as he passed the tortoise, he saw the tortoise was only just moving. So he thought, why exhaust myself? There's plenty of time. I didn't get enough sleep last night, so I just lie down and have a sleep. So Achilles lay back and he went to sleep. That was an Indian snore. I've been studying my friend in it. I think if there was snoring in the Olympic Games, India would win the gold medal every time. So Achilles goes to sleep. The tortoise just keeps going. And of course the tortoise gets to the end of the race. Achilles is still asleep. And the tortoise wins. So tortoises get there in the end. People like Achilles, they run, they go to sleep, they run here, they run there, and they never get to the end. Ickaday tickaday. So best to be a tortoise. Slow and steady wins the race. So make a decision to practice your spiritual life like a tortoise. Bhante Sangharakshita always used to say he preferred the tortoises to Achilles. And he had a model of a tortoise on his desk. So yes, we need to change ourselves, but steadily, steadily, steadily. There's no good saying, tomorrow I'm going to do 3 hours meditation. First day you do 3 hours meditation. But the second day you think, well, I did 3 hours yesterday, I don't need to do so much today. The next day you think, oh dear, meditation is so difficult and it's so, my knees ache so much, I won't do it today. Meanwhile, the tortoise has just been doing half an hour each day. So we need to work on ourselves, but slowly, slowly, holu holu. And then we get there. So, I hope you've got your dream, I hope you know how you're going to carry it out, and I hope you're going to do it steadily but surely. So then, have you got a dream of forming Sangha? Having around you a circle of friends who you're developing harmony with. A circle of friends who are linked into a vaster circle of Sangha. This is such a delight when you've got that circle of friends. I know this is one of the precious things in my own life. Both in England and here in India, I've got a circle of friends. People who will help me, people who will support me. People who will try to understand me. People occasionally who will tell me, Narasimhaji, that was not good. People who will challenge me when I need it. But challenge me gently, lovingly. Friends who I can share my understanding of the Dhamma with. Every day I meet with a very close friend when I'm in England and we talk about our meditation practice. And we have such a deep communication in that context. So if you have that sort of network, that sort of Sangha around you, it'll be a very great benefit to your spiritual life. And that will shine out. Everybody will see your friendship. And that will have a big influence. I've been thinking about Amoghasiddhi and I sitting here together doing a talk. We're very good friends. We've known each other a long time. We're not able to spend a lot of time together because we live in different countries and aren't together a lot. But there's very strong love between us. So when we give a talk together, it's like one person giving a talk. The way Amoga City translates, it just, I know that I'm in direct communication with people. And I noticed that he was being given as many flowers as me. And I was really pleased by that. He deserves them as much as me. I do my bit, he does his bit. But really we're one mind with two bodies. And I'm sure that has a very positive influence. So, yes, if people see friendship, if they see a Sangha, it has a very positive influence. It means that people can trust Sangha is possible. They can think, well, yes, the new society could come into being. There are those people who are such good friends. Those people who are working so closely together in the Dhamma. That's living proof of the Dhamma. And then in your little Sangha Kula, you can work together to spread the Dhamma and to help other people. It can be your work unit to change society. So I hope you've got a dream of your own Sangha. I hope you've done something already. If you're not part of such a Sangha already, I hope you've taken steps to form one. And I was very pleased that this evening I inaugurated the Rahul Bodha Seva Sangha. So I hope there are many more such small sanghas all linked together. So I hope you've got a dream of forming sangha. I hope you know how you're going to do that. Ho, ho, good, good. Ho, not no. Ho, good. So then, sharing Dhamma. I hope you've got a dream of what you are going to do to share Dhamma. It's such a big work, we each have to take on a small part. But if we each do our share, it was gradually spread. If through your work, 5 people come to the Dhamma in the next year or two, each of those people will bring 5 more. Now, I was never very good at mathematics. I think that's geometric progression. Or arithmetic, geometric progression. Arithmetic progression. No, arithmetric. Okay. Art subjects only. Yeah. Well, it's, anyway, there's a special formula, I can't remember it was a long time since I was at school. But somebody could work it out, and very quickly you'd find that the whole of India was involved. So, yes, we each have to play our part. And remember that we talked about the different markets of the different message we need for the different markets. And it'd be good if we were working each of us in at least two of those markets. The first thing we need, the first market we need to work in is the Buddhist market. Too many people have duplicate Dhamma. It looks like Dhamma, but it doesn't work. We need to help them to really see the Dhamma and practice the Dhamma. We need to spread three messages there. First of all, harmony. We need to make sure that Buddhists work together harmoniously. And here I must take the advantage of the situation to rejoice in the merits of Bablan Kableji. Through Samrat, he's bringing Buddhists together. It's a wonderful work. It's one of the best works of this last year or so. And Mr. Kamble told me that he won't publish criticism. He only wants to advertise positive work. And it's a wonderful work that he's doing. And I'm delighted that he is here with us. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to express my great appreciation of everything you've done. You gave me the opportunity to explain myself clearly. There's been so much misunderstanding. But it's a true work of bringing harmony. And great your merit will be. So thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So yes, we need to spread this message of harmony, Buddhists working together. Not criticizing, not quarreling. Even if we disagree with each other, which we will from time to time, we can do that in a friendly and helpful way. None of us are perfect. In TBMSG, we're not perfect. So we're glad of help with our faults. But you can just come and talk to us and we'll listen. So let's have harmony. Then let's help people to really practice the Dhamma. Because Baba Sahib died so soon after conversion, so many people don't really know how to put the Dhamma into effect. So we need to help them to practice the Dhamma in terms of inner work. Political and social action are very necessary. But it must be based on Shila, Samadhi, Prajna. Otherwise, it will be poisoned, it will be tainted. Then thirdly, the message we want to give to other Buddhists is, let's all share the Dhamma with all Indians. Let's go outside the present Buddhist community and bring more people into the Dhamma, into the Sangha. So have you got ideas about what you can do to spread this message with other Buddhists? Then there's other scheduled caste, scheduled tribes, OBC. People whose ancestors have been oppressed for thousands of years. They honor Baba Sahib. But they don't know why he converted to the Buddha Dhamma. Nobody's told them. So we need to go to them and ask, why did Baba Sahib convert? Why don't you follow him all the way? And I was so happy this afternoon to hear Patilji saying that he wanted to spread the Dhamma amongst OBC. Our Dhamma Jagruti Abhiyan is already beginning to wake up more and more people. So let's try to make sure that we ask these questions of people from similar backgrounds. Why did Baba Sahib convert? And you are welcome. We need to make it clear that in the Sangha there is no caste division. Then our third market is intelligent, educated, liberal-minded people from all backgrounds. People who are disaffected with the superstition of the past. Who want a rational religion. They want some meaning in their lives. They want some way of developing themselves. So through meditation and the philosophy of Buddhism, we can approach those people. To begin with, we don't emphasize Baba Sahib, even the Buddha. Later they will discover the social dimension of Buddhism. Later they will discover the Buddha. But we attract them through what is important to them. So, those are the three markets. Do you know what you're going to do? It's a very slow ho. Ho? Okay, ho. But more thought is needed. A little bit more oomph in the ho. You need to overcome your fears. Overcome your fears of not knowing enough. Just share what you do know. Shut up about what you don't know. Overcome your fear of casteism. Overcome your caste conditioning. Go out fearlessly. Go overcome your fear of what your own community will think. Go out fearlessly. Train and prepare yourself. Train and prepare yourself by practicing the Dhamma deeply yourself. Study the Dhamma so you've got something to say. Practice speaking. Use other people's feedback to improve your speaking. Support each other. So have you got a way of preparing yourself?
Yes.
It's getting stronger. Well, you, the future is bright with you four. Look at your resources. Look at what opportunities you've got, what connections you've got with other people. Look at your friendships were from people outside your own community. There's one person here who comes here because of a friend. Coming from another community, but a friend persuaded him to look at the Dhamma. That's the most powerful way of bringing people to the Dhamma. So act. Give talks. Teach meditation. Set up opportunities for others to speak. Make books and CDs and so on available as widely as you can. And I would like to see the VCDs of these talks and the CDs of these talks made very widely available. I think we've done some very good work over these 10 days. So let's make those talks available to many, many people. Maybe you could buy a set and then give them to somebody else. Buy a set and copy them. This is copyright free. In fact, it's compulsory to copy them. You must copy them and give them to other people. Usually CDs, they don't want you to duplicate them. But these we do want you to spread. I don't mind whether you sell them or give them away. But let's make them widely available. So then, the fourth area, helping others. First of all, you can't teach the Dhamma to those who are starving. For instance, I've been thinking about this in respect to the Adivasis, somebody was reminding me the other day. I've had some contact with Adivasis in Pune. And their lives are so poor. And they're so ignorant, they've had so little education. First of all, we have to help them with their material lives. They don't really have the time, the space, the education to think about the Dhamma. So if we want to teach the Dhamma, we also have to help people with their difficulties. But anyway, Maitri and Karuna are the essence of the Dhamma. The Buddha is not just Prajna, he's Karuna. So we must respond to suffering all around us. We can feel ourselves to be part of something much greater. A process moving through history of people trying to help others in suffering. So we can feel we're part of a universal movement. And every one of us can do something to help others in suffering. We've all got skills to share. We've all got dreams to share. And we saw that we need to do two things. We need to help people with their immediate problems. We need to help people with the problems that they're suffering from right now. But we also need to help to change the whole system that produces that suffering. So each of us needs to have an idea of what we're going to do. If you don't know what to do, you can go and see Sharad and his team at the back there. They'll find work for you in the local area. Or you can think up your own area. Some of you, I'm sure, are already doing something. But what are you going to do? Have you got your dream? Do you know how you're going to bring it into being? Good. Okay. And yes, you need to contribute to changing the system. That's more difficult. But we have to dare to speak to those in power. We need to demand of them change. And any of you have the strength to do that. I remember I was in the UK, we're part of a local community organization. And that organization brings together ordinary people with industrialists and politicians and so on. And I was at one of these meetings where some industrialists who were doing some building work in a certain area of London. And that building work was causing a lot of problems for local people. And I remember there's one housewife who is the spokesperson for the local residents. She was a very simple woman, not very well educated. And she was talking to these men with their suits and their briefcases. These people who are used to talking in terms of crores and crores of rupees. And she was saying, you must do something to make our children safe. Will you make sure that the lorries only come at certain times? And these big men were standing there like naughty boys and saying, yes, yes, we will. So if you speak loudly enough, if you speak strongly enough, they have to listen. We have to use every means to make the system change. So there you are, there are your dreams. And it's very important, it's very good that you've got those dreams a little bit clearer. I said that when we began this course, this series, that it was a Dhamma Revolutionaries training course. And that at the end of it, I wanted you all to come out, I wanted us all to come out different from when we went in. And I think we've had some success. There were enough hoes and loud enough hoes to make me believe that some of you really have got a new dream. I've certainly got my own dream much, much clearer. My dream is a Baba Sahib's Dhamma revolution relaunched. My dream is that in 2006 crores and crores of people will start to convert to the Buddha Dhamma. My dream is that each of those people will put into action this action plan. If we can relaunch this movement, in 20 years, 20% of Indians could be Buddhists. Real Buddhists. Practicing Buddhists. If we achieve that, there would be a really big change in India. If so many people were really practicing Buddhism, they would have compassion in their hearts. They would smash the caste system with compassion. Nobody would dare work on the basis of caste. 20% is enough. 100% would be best. But 20% is enough to change India. 20% of people really practicing Buddhism could have a decisive influence on the whole of society. That's my dream. That was Baba Sahib's dream. Now, I can't do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. So let's do it together. If enough of us really do it, it will happen. I certainly vow that I will make all my effort to make this true. As long as I have life, as long as I'm allowed to come to India, I will do this work. I want to see the great Baba Sahib's vision brought into reality. And I'm not just going to see that done in India. That's not just in India. I want to see Baba Sahib's message of Dhamma as a basis for social change all over the world. And I need your help here. Some of you have been coming to England and talking to people there about Baba Sahib. But I'd like you to do some work for me. Recently I made contact with some gypsy people in Hungary. This would be good for Samrat. The Hungary is a country in Central Europe. And I think about 19% of the population are of Indian origin.
19.
They left India about 1,000 years ago. And they've wandered all over Europe. There are quite a lot of them, and they speak a language that's quite close to Sanskrit, that's derived from Sanskrit. But they're not well treated in Europe. In England it's not too bad these days. But in Hungary they're very poor and very badly treated. But just recently some of them have started converting to Buddhism. So while I was here I made contact with them. And they wrote to me saying that they consider Baba Sahib to be their spiritual master. And they want contact with Indian Buddhists. So I hope that some of you will make contact with them. I hope Samrat will do an article on them. We'll give you some information if you want. And I hope that some of you will go and visit them. They want pictures of Baba Sahib and information on Baba Sahib. They said it doesn't matter how poorly done it is because they are very poor. So Baba Sahib's message is spreading outside India at last. Four villages have converted. I shall be going there myself sometime in the spring. May, June. And I shall make some connections between you and them. And I can give email addresses to anybody who wants. They're particularly keen to hear from young people. And they're running schools for gypsies because they've been deprived of proper education. So Baba Sahib's message of social change is spreading outside India. So let's make sure that we spread it within India. And together we can change this great country. That's my dream. I know it's your dream too. Let's have the courage to act on that dream. There's only one thing that can hold us back. Us. Nothing else can stop us. So let's dedicate ourselves to fulfilling Baba Sahib's dream. So thank you to all of you for your help and cooperation. You've helped me to understand Baba Sahib's dream much more deeply. And you've given me hope that we can bring it into being. And finally, thank you to Amoga City. You can have the thoughts, but you have to have the tongue. And it's been a wonder, a delight to work together with you, Amoga City. Jai Bhim. Om Mani Padme Hum. Let's change India. Ho! Ho!